Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So I want to continue in our new series for this new year around how to help small businesses increase revenue and income and quality of life at the same time. We're going to start with the million-dollar skill, hiding in plain sight. For years, I believed, and most entrepreneurs believe, that success requires sacrifice. More income means more stress. Growth means less peace. That is false. What I've learned through decades of working with small business owners is this: emotional intelligence is the bridge between success and sustainability. It's how you increase your income and improve your quality of life at the same time. The entrepreneurs who thrive aren't the ones with the highest tolerance for stress. They're the ones who develop the emotional skills to navigate challenge without being consumed by it. Let me start with a story here. Sarah slumped in her office chair around 11 p.m., staring at her laptop screen. Her small marketing agency had just lost another client, the third client they had lost this quarter. The exit interview was still echoing in her mind. Here's what the client said when they were leaving. "You're talented, Sarah, but working with your team felt tense. Communication was difficult." Sarah built her business on expertise. She had the skills, the credentials, and the portfolio. What she did not have, and what no one had ever taught her, was the ability to read the room, manage her stress responses, or even navigate the emotional environment that flows through every client meeting, every team interaction, and every difficult conversation. And Sarah's story is not unique. It's the untold reality behind countless small business struggles. Let's talk about a skill that you may or may not be aware of, and it's what I call the million-dollar skill, hiding in plain sight. After four decades of coaching entrepreneurs and small business owners, the gap between success and struggle rarely comes down to technical skills or even business acumen. I've watched brilliant strategists fail and average tacticians thrive. What's the difference? It's emotional intelligence. But here's the problem. No one teaches this skill to small business owners. You learned accounting, maybe some marketing, perhaps basic management and leadership skills. But managing your own emotional responses when a deal falls through, or reading the unspoken concerns in a prospect's hesitation. Maybe it's creating psychological safety for your team while juggling financial pressure. Those skills, the ones that actually determine whether you build something sustainable or whether you burn out trying, they're left off the curriculum. Let's talk about why this matters. Let me share what the research tells us. Then I'll show you what I've seen in the real world. Studies consistently show that emotional intelligence accounts for nearly 60% of performance in all job types. Now, for owners and leaders, it's responsible for 90% of what sets high performers apart from their peers who have similar technical skills. That comes right out of a TalentSmart research study. Then the Center for Creative Leadership found that 75% of careers are derailed for reasons related to a lack of emotional intelligence competencies, not technical skills. But here's what those statistics mean in your day-to-day reality. I worked with a small manufacturing business owner, I'm going to call him Tom, who couldn't understand his high turnover rate. He was fair. He paid competitive wages. He knew his industry inside and out. But he managed people the same way he managed machines, with logical directives and troubleshooting. When I helped Tom recognize that his team members' facial expressions, the shifts in their tone, and their periodic silences were actually data points that are just as important as his production metrics, everything changed for Tom. Within 6 months, his retention improved by 40%, and his team started innovating instead of just executing. In sales, the entrepreneurs who struggle most with sales aren't the ones lacking product knowledge. They're the ones who can't detect buying signals. They can't manage their own anxiety during price conversations, or they can't read when to push forward versus when to back off. One of my clients increased her close rate from 23% to 67%, not by changing her pitch, but by learning to recognize and respond to the emotional drivers of her sales conversations and the buyer that she was speaking to. How about in culture? Your team absorbs your emotional state just like a sponge absorbs water. Emotions are contagious. I watched a tech startup founder transform his company culture by learning one skill, self-regulation. He stopped bringing his morning stress into his team meetings. The shift in team morale and productivity was measurable within weeks. What about resilience? Small business ownership is an emotional roller coaster. The entrepreneurs who make it aren't necessarily the most talented. They're the ones who can process disappointment without spiraling. They can maintain motivation through slow periods, and they can bounce back from setbacks without losing themselves in the process. Now let's talk about the five dimensions that change everything. Through my work with EQ Fit methodology that I've developed over four decades, I've identified five core emotional intelligence dimensions that directly impact your bottom line and your quality of life. Self-awareness is your ability to recognize your emotions as they happen and understand their impact on your decisions, your actions, and even how they impact other people. When you're negotiating with a difficult client, can you tell the difference between strategic caution and your ego protecting itself? That distinction is worth thousands of dollars. Self-regulation means managing your emotional responses rather than being managed by them. Think about the last time you got defensive in a meeting or made a reactive decision you later regretted. Self-regulation is the skill that prevents those costly moments. Motivation in the emotional intelligence sense, isn't about rah-rah enthusiasm. It's about maintaining drive that is aligned with your values, not just external pressures. I've seen too many entrepreneurs achieve success they don't actually want because they never clarified their internal motivators. Empathy isn't touchy-feely softness. It's strategic intelligence. It's reading what your client isn't saying. It's understanding what your team member needs before they burn out. It's recognizing opportunity in others' perspectives. Social skills are how you translate all that emotional data into effective action. Influencing without manipulating, resolving conflicts constructively, building relationships that create business opportunities naturally. What is the real-world impact of all of this? Let me tell you about Marcus. Marcus ran a small construction company with about 15 employees. Good reputation, steady work, but he was exhausted. Working 70 hours a week, constantly firefighting, and watching his marriage suffer. We started with assessment, because you can't improve what you can't see clearly. His EQ assessment revealed something fascinating. Marcus scored high in self-awareness and empathy, but extremely low in self-regulation and boundary setting. What's the translation to that? He understood his team's needs deeply, that's empathy, recognized when he was overwhelmed, that's self-awareness, but couldn't say no to unreasonable requests, which is a lack of self-regulation, or he could not delegate effectively, which is just not setting good boundaries. Once we equipped him with specific emotional intelligence skills, particularly around managing his people-pleasing responses and tolerating the discomfort of setting limits, everything shifted for him. Within 4 months, he reduced his work hours from 70 to 45 per week. His profit margins improved by 18%. His team became more independent and capable, and he started enjoying his business again. The transformation wasn't about working harder or even working smarter in the traditional sense. It was about developing the emotional intelligence to lead people differently. That brings up the question of why small business owners need this more. And here's the reality. What's different about small business ownership? You cannot hide behind systems and hierarchies the way that corporate executives can. Your emotional state directly impacts every aspect of your business. You're the culture, you're the brand, you're the leader, and often you're the primary salesperson all at the same time. In a corporation, there are layers of buffering. In small business, your unregulated stress becomes your team's anxiety. Your inability to read client concerns loses deals. Your poor self-awareness creates blind spots that cost you money. The stakes are higher, but so is the payoff. When you develop emotional intelligence, the impact is immediate and measurable because you're touching every part of your business personally. Now let's get to what you can start doing today. Here's the path forward, and notice how it aligns with our EQFID process: assess, equip, align, succeed. That's a proven process that we have used for years that has gotten excellent results. Number one, assess. Get clear on your current reality. Start with honest assessment. Track your emotional responses for 1 week. When you get defensive, when you get anxious, when you get overly confident, those are things you need to track and follow. What triggers those states? Ask three people you trust. What's one thing that seems to trip me up? Consider taking a structured emotional intelligence assessment that gives you specific, actionable feedback rather than vague personality descriptions. By the way, personality assessments are not a primary predictor of success. It's important to understand that. Emotional intelligence alone is the one skill set that will give you the best return on investment. We've talked about assess. Now let's talk about equip, which builds specific skills. For self-awareness, practice the name it attainment technique. When you notice a strong emotion, literally name it. I'm feeling defensive right now. Or, this is anxiety about the proposal. Research from UCLA shows that this simple act of labeling emotions reduces their intensity and it improves your decision making. For self-regulation, develop a tactical pause habit before responding to difficult emails or triggering comments or pressure packed situations. Take three deep breaths and ask, what do I want the outcome to be? That is navigating emotions. This 30-second pause prevents thousands of dollars worth of reactive mistakes. For motivation, write down your actual values and desired lifestyle, not just revenue goals. When you're making decisions, check them against these deeper motivators. This prevents the trap of building a successful business you don't actually want. For empathy, in your next 5 client or team conversations, focus entirely on understanding before being understood. Don't plan your response while they're talking. Just listen with genuine curiosity about their perspective. Notice what you learn by doing that. For social skills, practice transparent communication. Instead of hoping people will guess what you need or what you feel, try more direct statements. I'm feeling pressure to say yes, but I need to check our capacity first. Or something like, help me understand your concern here. I want to make sure we're addressing the right issue. Number 3 in the EQ fit process is align. Create systems that support your emotional intelligence. Make emotional intelligence structural, not just personal. Build in reflection time. Block 30 minutes every Friday to review the week's interactions and what you've learned. Create decision-making frameworks. Before making major decisions, check in with yourself about your emotional state. Are you anxious? Are you excited? Are you defensive? Let those inform your timing on making those decisions. Establish communication protocols. Set response time expectations so you're not making reactive decisions under pressure. Design your environment. If you know certain situations trigger poor responses, restructure them when possible. The 4th phase of the EQ fit process is actually an outcome, and that's succeed. measure what matters. Track these metrics. How often you catch yourself before reactive responses. Quality of key relationships. Your own stress levels and work-life balance. Revenue growth alongside quality of life. Those are wonderful measures, and they're measures that truly matter. I do believe in the old saying, what gets measured is what gets done. So set the right expectations and the right goals, and then measure them as we've talked about here. So what's your next step? Remember Sarah from the beginning of this article? 6 months after our work together, her agency not only won back one of those lost clients, but landed their biggest contract to date. What changed was not her marketing or her expertise. That was always there. What changed was her ability to create relationships where people felt heard. Her ability to manage her stress so it didn't leak into client meetings. And to be able to build a team culture where talented people wanted to stay. She didn't learn this in business school. She learned it by taking emotional intelligence seriously as a business critical skill. Here's what I want you to know. Wherever you are right now in your business journey, struggling, succeeding, or somewhere in between, developing emotional intelligence will make everything easier and more effective at the same time. You don't have to figure this out alone. You don't have to keep pushing harder and sacrificing more of your peace of mind just to get better success. There is a better path. Start with assessment. Get clear on your current emotional intelligence patterns and competencies, strengths and growth areas. Then equip yourself with specific skills that address your unique gaps. Align that with your business practices and with these new capabilities, and then succeed in a way that feels sustainable. Because the goal isn't just to build a successful business. It's to build a successful business that enhances your life rather than consuming it. That's what emotional intelligence makes possible. If you're ready to discover your emotional intelligence patterns and how they're impacting your success, start the journey of assess, equip, align, and succeed, and make emotional intelligence your superpower. You can learn more about this at eqfit.org. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.